Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
good stuff.
How you doing,
mate? Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Just, you know, I had an impromptu late night drink last night.
Oh no.
It was one of them. Kate and I did a gig and then we had a really good time. She was like, oh yeah, do you want a glass of wine? We're like, yeah, have a glass of wine. And then her mate was out on a date and they went, oh, we're around the corner, can we come round? And we're like, yeah, all right. And then they came round and we went, let's not have a late one. And then they left at like half two.
The thing is, right, I thought this the other day, you know, New Year's Eve is a shit night out, isn't it? Generally,
yeah.
New Year's Eve is like,
oh yeah, I saw your video and it really made me laugh. I'm like, yeah, it's exactly it.
I'll tell you,
it's overpaid,
a great way.
It's overpriced.
A great way to have a good New Year's Eve, right? Book a day's work the next day, right?
Yeah,
and go out New Year's Eve and say you're only going to pop in for one. And I guarantee you'll have the best night of your life.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Is this cruel thing with life? If you can't stay, you'll have a great table. Someone will come in you ain't seen for ages.
Guaranteed. There'll be, and then there'll be someone will turn up and Liam Gallagher will be with him or whoever. Like, and you go, she's going to go off. Yeah. Oh, shit, I've got to go.
But you can plan the weekend. Saturday night, you take it or leave it. That one, all that. Good people, weren't there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it's annoying, isn't it? When you plan a night out, it's always shit.
Always, every single time, and like you said, like New Year's Eve as well. Like, you know, it's loads of like the cab price is double. You know, you can't get in anywhere, and you got like that shit pub that you wouldn't even go near, and ordinarily, and they go, yeah, it's 50 quid a ticket. What, to come in here?
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Even the Darbo's missing some numbers. It's shit.
I went to the O2 once for something, Indigo 2, like a club night thing, Greenwich, right? Which ain't near me at all. Just fucking stuck there. Just after, couldn't get a cab. Just like shit night, freezing cold. And you finally get a cab, you've got like stupid amount of money. Sorry, I sound like a right miserable bit.
No. I know what you mean. I think as you get older, you just like the magic goes a little bit and you just see it for what it is and you go, well, no, I could have a better time like at my house. You know, that's why I love being a comedian because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm working. So I'm at a gig. And so I haven't really got to worry about it. And then if there's a party afterwards at the gig, then when I did it in up the creek in Greenwich, like loads of people just came to me and we just had a party upstairs. It was lovely, night, you know. Yeah. This year, I just ended up, I was on the motorway. I was coming back from Leicester and I had the best time. Yeah. I had the best time. I was driving back. I was singing to the Spirited soundtrack. you know, and I had the windows down. There was no one on the motorway. I was shouting and hollering, and it was just, it's blinding. That's and it. Pepper Pigs in the car.
That's how you do it, mate. That's a party, that is.
That's a proper party.
I was saying, I don't know if it's just me, but like, it's January, isn't it? This January's all right so far. It's like a good, I've usually January's quite, I don't know, but like, I've been out gigging. I've gone out socially a few times. Everywhere's busy.
Yeah.
You know, I was expecting, like, you know, you talk about this cost of living thing and whatever. Everyone seems to be all right.
I think it's one of them. I think people have just gone, fuck it. I'm just going to rent my credit card out. Don't, end of days. It's all gonna, what are you going to do? I think.
Yeah, exactly. But what was I going to talk to you about? Yeah, because basically, I was chatting to my brother earlier, right? And do you agree with this, right? Probably like my, like, since I was like a sort of teenager, right?
Right.
I've always had this thing where I've thought to myself, yeah, I'll know what it feels like to be an adult one day. One day I'll you wait for your brain to turn into like an adult's brain. And it's like, I'm 35 this year, and it's still not happened. Do you ever feel like that?
It never happens. It never happens. I'll be 51. I'll be 51 end of this month.
Yeah.
And your brain can't comprehend that you've aged. Like, your body, the vehicle that carries the brain around is like rotting away around it. And so your brain's like, yeah, let's get on it. Let's go and do this. Let's go and do that. Yeah, let's go and run up that mountain. Let's go and do this thing. And then you sort of like catch your reflection. You go, who's that old prick? What is that? And it just—it's like, you know, like that TV show Quantum Leap. Whenever he looks in the mirror to see who he is, and he goes like, "Oh, it's just." So he goes into different people's bodies in different times, and every time he has to look in the mirror to see who he is, because sometimes he's a woman, he's, you know, someone of a different ethnicity, and he has to have a look. And every time he looks in the mirror, he goes, "What happened there? This is not how I feel." And that's, you know what I mean. And you just—you're never going to feel like you think you're supposed to. You're never going to feel grown up. It never comes.
But even just like learning sort of like mature words or like politics. I thought I'll be into that one day. One day I'll get what they were going on about. And no, I just ain't got a clue. I really are.
No. This assumption that makes you a grown up as well. I think you're more intellectually aware and more of a grown up if you could just see the whole thing for what it is. And at the minute, with all that, all governments are shit, basically. You know, New Zealand seems to be kicking it in the ass, but the rest of the world, like, especially our government, like, they're such a bunch of charlatans. It's like, well, I'm not even going to look at it anymore. Yeah. I know, I always knew you were dodgy, and now you've kind of proved it. So
but even me, like, I've not even started to get interested in it. It's like, I just don't. And if that is a weird thing, like, I was thinking, is like, sometimes I struggle to find like one person that I completely get on with. Do you know what I mean? Who I share all their same values and all that. Like, how am I supposed to catch like a whole, it could be one person, right? Where I think like, this person's great. I really like this person. Then I see him do something I don't agree with. And I'm like eating a burger.
Just write him off.
Fork or something. I'm like, oh, I used to like you.
Just write him off completely. I can't believe it. He cut the burger in half.
I thought he was a good bloke.
I thought he was a great bloke. Then he fucked about. He's a food nonce. I'm not having it.
That's what I mean. And then you're supposed to sort of like align yourself to like a whole. And there's like a thing now. Like I see it a lot in like the comedy world. And I'm there, like, it goes overhead where people will be like, oh yeah, and he's a Tory. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. What's that mean?
yeah. So that means.
I don't know what that is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because his political views align with that party. It means that anything else that guy does, like he gives all his money to charity. He's like, he goes off to other countries and he builds wells for villages that need water. Does all these things, like he saves refugees from drowning in the Channel. And then they go, yeah, but he's a Tory.
that means as much to me. You know, people like poo-poo, like star signs and all that. Like, I'm not particularly into that either, but I think it's exactly the same as saying what political party you are. How can like a whole hundreds of thousands of people, a mass group of people, all have the same views that align? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Like from where I'm from, when I watch like say I don't, I'll be honest, people probably agree, I don't vote. I don't really, never really voted. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, so you're part of the problem.
but this is what I think though. What I see is, who do you want to vote for? This posh cunt or this posh cunt? That's what I see. That's how I see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he don't live in my world. I don't know what he, do you know what I mean? I can't relate to this guy. And that's how I sort of see it.
Just vote for Binface or vote for some mad prick with feathers in his hair. Yeah, or any, just vote for anyone. Just vote for anyone. Because it, I know what you mean. The thing is, I think because of what the Tories stand for, there's an element of, you know, oh, well, they're obviously they don't give a shit about people. If they're voting Tory, Tories only give a shit about themselves. But like you say, there isn't really anyone else that you could back. Like, they're all posh pricks. So what's the point? Just
even like the way they decide things. Say you put on like Parliament, you're like, okay, let's get into this. What are they saying, right? And I watch it, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get what they're on about. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not palatable. I don't understand what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, for something that's supposed to be like that governs everyone, it's for everyone. Everyone's including this. Make it more understandable. Do you know what I mean? Do it. Do it like, can't we do it through the medium of banger racing?
Oh my god. Oh, I get it now. I get it. That's on fire. I totally get it.
You see what I mean, though? You spoon fed the information. I think
that's what we need. I think what we need in government is our people that come from a working class background that understand what it's like to be skint. And the people in government don't know about Rishi Sunak is a billionaire. You go, what does he know? And then they were talking the other day, they were going, turns out, right, Rishi, private healthcare. Go, yeah, of course he has. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Have you tried to get a doctor's appointment lately?
Saying that, though, could you imagine working class people in Parliament? Would you fucking say?
Just be kicking off. You've got Weatherspoons on a Friday.
On their shoes. Leave it. Just leave it.
Right, we're going home. You always do this. You always ruin it. And then we're going in the subsidised restaurant and all that. And we're going, it's what? We don't have to. Really? God, that's amazing. I'll have 10 pies.
Yeah, I don't think that would work out either. We need to replan that as well.
Taking them home. They'll be taking them home. Like, yeah, it's all right, kids. I sorted the dinner out for the week.
I would like to see it, though, just see how it'd get on, though. But do you know what I said there earlier about I struggled to find like one person to get on with rather than, I was saying that a while ago to someone, like it's hard, isn't it, to find someone you like align with and you can chat to and
completely
proper get on with. But do you know, I think you mentioned it last time we spoke on, was it my podcast or yours? I think it was on this one when you said about you've got a comedy mate and every time you meet up it's like, oh, love meeting up with that. I went in moments recently. I was on a train home from this thing I was doing, and it's a quite long train journey, and just one of them blokes, right? You know, you chat to him, like he'd have an opinion, and I don't know, things like films and all that, and you're like, oh, I think that exact same thought, or that I feel the exact same way. And you're like, this is brilliant. I'm like, you know, one of them moments when you find someone. It's a real good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, and you go, we should move in together. This is it now. I'm going to bid off the wife and kids. Because I found you and you're perfect.
But it's like, no, I got home and I was still thinking about him.
Just dropping a text like, how you doing? You
yeah, right? I got all giddy when he texts back.
Because he's probably doing the same, going, oh, that's great, that. But the thing is, it's like men, there is still that stigma of men doing that and being sort of overly, not affectionate, but we kind of, you know, whereas women, and I'm not being sexist, this is just how I think it is. It's just one of those things that men are still not allowed to be that way, you know? We're getting there, because I've got mates now that will send me a message and then they'll put a kiss on the end of it. And that's to show that it's a nice message, you know, and it's a nice thing and I like it. But yeah, to have that, you kind of go, oh yeah, I don't look like a prick, I'm not going to message him. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you should be able to go, look, I really enjoy it. Because those moments are so rare, you should be able to go, that was a great train journey. I've really loved bumping into you, mate. Let's do it again. It might be like an impromptu New Year party, though.
Because
you didn't expect it. If you'll meet up again and you'll hate each other. You go, that'd be bad. Tory.
I've been doing it quite a lot lately. I've been having some, like, sort of, I call them like mandates. You know, you're like, I'm going to go make a friend. You know, and you go, we should go for a party. For a pint, and you go for a pint, but then I'm always this. You ever feel this? Like, you feel like in any situation, I'm one sentence away from fucking this up. Do you ever feel like that? You feel like, as you're saying, that came out a bit wrong.
There's some people that I feel, if I feel sort of, again, if I sort of feel intellectually inferior to that person, then I'm a bit, I don't want to look like a knob, basically. And then, yeah. And then they're talking about, again, if they're going into like a thing about politics, I'm like, So I get really pleased if I'm with someone that is, there's a few people in this industry where, you know, they've written books, they've been on Have I Got News For You, and they've been on these like intellectual programs. And if I'm keeping up with them conversationally, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I fucking smashed that.
Yeah. I even get it where I'll ask a question and I'll give myself a pat on the back. I'm going, fucking great question.
Get on that. I didn't even know I knew those words, and then I didn't know how to put them together in that order. What's a ledge?
I do it all the time. That's why I try and, like, because all I can give opinions on is how I feel about it. Like, you know, how I can't, like we just had that conversation slightly there about politics. I don't think I was talking about how I don't get it. Yeah. Like, no one could ever sort of say, well, that's wrong. But no, I just don't. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm giving an opinion, too much of an opinion. As soon as I start giving up proper opinions, I go, ah, shit. I'm out of my depth here. I'm well out of my depth. Do you know what I mean?
I think it depends what your opinions are. I mean, opinions are just opinions, isn't it? They're neither right nor wrong. They're just opinions. But if it's something like, you know, foreigners out, you know, Brexit was a good idea.
I'm gonna stop saying that.
Then I think, if you're sitting on things like that, and that's what you're worried about coming out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's not like, yeah, no, because what I think, because I haven't, I feel like I sort of said this last week when Joe on. Like, sometimes if I, like, I'll say, I think this. And if someone goes, oh, you shouldn't think that, I'll go, all right.
My opinion changes all the time.
But things like that,
whoever I'm talking to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, I think the stuff that goes on in my head just doesn't matter. Do you know, that's the sort of thing? Like,
yeah.
Do you ever, like, when people, if people do want to talk about really serious issues, or the stuff that I feel, the stuff that interests me, like, I'm not like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I think because I'm a creative, I like, mate, you know what I mean? I love films. So I'll dissect a film.
Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of things, film don't matter, do they? It's just a piece of art. It's something to be enjoyed. But that's the stuff that really matters to me. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes,
that's why I
I got on with this guy the other day. It's a bit like, he's a film buff. I'm just talking about films and just stuff that matters to me. Which, I mean, you're sort of a, should you say you're a minority? If you're interested in sort of creative and that sort of stuff? Or
There's an element of that. I think it's nice when you meet someone that's the same interest as you. I do remember though, because I love films as well.
Yeah.
And I remember there was this guy, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm getting into directing." And to his credit, he has. He makes like movies in America, like B movies, like versions of like Mad Max and things like that, right? And we were at this gig, and he just went, "Oh, I love films." And we were talking about something. I went, "You need to watch Dead Man's Shoes by Shane Meadows. It's one of the best films ever." So, and I was just happened to be wandering around in Bristol that day after the gig. We were there for the whole weekend, and I found a copy of it. It was like £3. So that night at the next gig, I went, "Look, yeah, I found that film for you, mate." He's like, "Oh my God, yeah, that's great." I went, "Look, you might not like it. You might like it, but I think if you're getting into filmmaking, I think this is quite a nice. It's structurally brilliant, and it's the whole thing's great." You know, and then I didn't see him for a while. About 6 months later, I saw him at another gig, and he goes, "Rich, I was really touched by you getting that film." And I went, "Did you watch it?" He went, "Oh, I saw some of it." And I went, "All right, okay, all right, right." And then he goes, "But I wanted to return the favor and give you one of my favourite films. And I was like, all right. And I'm with everybody. We're all stood around. And he went, so I just want to give you this. And he gave me Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. And I went, thank you. Not only was it a terrible film, it's one of the films I've been actively avoiding ever watching. I was like, I'm not.
I've fucking heard of it.
Oh, mate. It's Abraham Lincoln.
I think I know what it's about.
Oh, mate. Right. And it was on Blu-ray.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, did, yeah.
Yes, you watched it. Did you? He fucking watched it. He didn't watch Dead Man's Shoes, the bastard.
No. And it was just one of them. You go, oh, okay, yeah, we're not on the same page. I'm not saying that my tastes are better or, you know, or whatever, but it was just, yeah, I'm like, oh, we don't really see things the same way, so, yeah.
But that's what it was like with this bloke of day, because it'd be like talking about a certain director who you're a fan of, and then he'd say something like, I didn't like that one he did, though. And I'd be like, I've been saying that for ages. You know, it's like, you're so aligned. You're like, wow, what a moment.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often.
No. Doesn't, but I tell you what, though, I've been up north this week, Manchester.
Yeah,
they're nicer up there, aren't they? Do you think?
Yeah, I love Manchester. I've got so much love for it.
It's a wicked place. City, isn't it?
And the thing is, what London goes, oh, yeah, it's the city that never sleeps, there's always something to do. You go, no, it's not, it shuts at 11, right across the board.
City never sleeps, open till 11.
Oh, 11, yeah, open again at 11 a.m. And you're like, what? Whereas Manchester, there's always a corner somewhere you can find somewhere. There's a Mexican pizza bar place that's open till late, and then there's somewhere else. And if you're really looking for something gone sort of 4 or 5 a.m., then there's the casino. But that's always an extreme. If you're in the casino, you've fucked up.
You know, you're
trying to stretch the night out rather than had a nice time.
Yeah, casino in daylight. It's always a bad place to be. But it was because I found right up there, because I won't give too much away, because I've got this, like, work on this project where it's like it's like approaching people on the street, that sort of thing, with a microphone and a camera crew and all that sort of stuff.
I saw you all dressed up in your suit in your
I won't give too much away. It'll be out soon, but basically, everyone was lovely. You got to approach people. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, just, I mean, have a chat. Well,
I love it.
Probably much harder in London, I reckon.
Well, I think London's got, there's a pressure to London where it's too expensive. No one can afford to live there. Everyone's under pressure because they live there. You know, everyone's trying to keep up with it. And London doesn't give a shit if you can keep up with it. It's like, look, this is the pace. You're either here or you're not. Don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah.
And I think with places like Manchester, Leeds, Sheffield, anywhere that isn't London, it's a lot more chilled out and a lot more community. Because, people are more, you know, they're more, I mean, you get that in London, but not as much, I don't think. As you go to other cities, it's more people give a shit about each other a bit more.
Yeah, I love community. I really love community. I get that thing where, especially like what we're doing, like the comedy world. Like, you know, when you sort of like, you start, every time you meet someone who's like sound or helps you out, does something nice, it just goes into that column, doesn't it, that you've got in your head going, sound person. You know what I mean? And then it's like, and you just start, and then like, you know, that thing of, especially when, like, say me, like coming up, through comedy, I love it when you meet someone like who's doing really well, a pro, like, and instead of seeing it as a threat that this person's upcoming, they lift you up with them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a great feeling. Do you know what I mean? You have that real sense of like, oh, this is nice. It's like a community. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's most people are like that, but yeah, there's a bunch that. They've been doing comedy 25, 30 years, and they feel that they're owed something. They're like, oh, well, I should be on telly. You go, why? Because you've been doing it the longest. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then to be shit to younger people, or, you know, people coming up and you know, smashing it and all that. I know how hard it is to get into this industry and to make a splash and to make people take notice. So if you're making that happen, I've got nothing but respect for you. Because it's hard. Yeah. There's so many of us. If you're making it happen and you're getting the gigs and you're getting whatever, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know,
it's nice to help people as well. I mean, you leave the ladder behind you or whatever, isn't it? So
send the ladder back down.
Yeah,
and
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a thing like you know, when you're in green rooms, and a lot of promoters now, because I've been doing it for so long and I gig in so many different places, they'll go, because they don't go anywhere. So like, do you know any, like, you got any like new acts that you know of that can that come and do this? And you give them a big old list and you go, yeah, this person, this person, this person. And then you get a message from them and they go, oh, you put my name on that list. I really appreciate that. And you go, well, yeah, I want the clubs to remain open. I want, you know, I want people to get opportunities. I want to help people. You know, I'm in a position now where I'm doing all right. So why shouldn't I help out people? You know, but yeah, there are people that are still a bit shitty about it. And you're like, we're all in this together. And the only way you get on in this business is by, you know, pulling people along with you, you know, or, you know, it's all about who you know, not what you know in this industry. Yeah, and I think
the biggest lesson of life, I think. And I think, and I say, like, as human beings, when you have them moments of community, it's such a great thing. Because, like, how, you know, how the world is, like, it's like advanced tech, like the technology advanced. But the more the technology advanced, the more we like sort of human beings, but less of a community, because you're just like secluded and you're on your phone or like, and you had that, and you have that whole thing of that person, that everything on Instagram is like, I can achieve this, I can be that, and it's not just, it's be more of a, I actually read something recently, it was really interesting, like biologically as human beings, you know, like when human beings are born, they're essentially born prematurely, you know, like if a giraffe is born, they just fucking start walking, didn't they? It's like, right,
yeah,
crack on. It's like that. But human beings, they're still, they need to be incubated, didn't they? And so it was. So when when we were like in the wild years ago, you relied on community, because the say a mother would give birth, and then someone would need to like help like raise the baby, so they can go and hunt and gather and do all that stuff. So it's all based on community. And so that's when you have these moments of like, oh, that was nice. little moment.
I
love is when you go, you're going somewhere, you've got two mates from two different groups, and you see your two mates who haven't met before meet, and they really get on.
Yeah.
You know that feeling?
It's lovely, isn't it?
This is nice. Like to watch it.
Great. It's like when we got married, it was like two worlds coming together, and everybody got on with everybody else. And there was a moment, I was looking around and I saw different people from different backgrounds talking to each other. And I'm like, this is meant to be. This is absolutely meant to be. Everyone's brilliant. Everybody looked great as well. Because we just said to people, look, you can wear what you want, but just don't look shit. And then everyone turned up and everyone looked great. And we're like, this is amazing. And the fact that we pulled it together in a really short space of time as well, it was all kind of, you know, let's just do it. We're like, yeah, fine. It was brilliant. And everyone coming together, it was a nice moment. And so, and I think that's why human beings are the top of the food chain, or at the minute we are, because we're social and we need each other, that sense of community, you know, we are stronger together, which is why the pandemic and the lockdowns fucked us up a little bit, because we're all separated from each other, you know.
Definitely. How was the good wedding then, general? You got married on a Monday, didn't you?
Yeah, everyone says that, they go, that's a bit weird. You go, well, we're comedians, mate, our weekend is Monday, Tuesday. So yeah, it was great. And because it was Monday, we got the venue for cheap. And
so that was really great.
Normally. That was great. Well, normally, because the venue, they went, it's normally like 12 grand to hire this venue. But they said, all you got to do, if you put, you got to put two and a half grand over the bar. And we were a bit, it's Monday. Do you think it was right? Yeah. So anyway, next day, Kate's mum goes into the pub and makes sure it's all tidy and makes sure it's all put back together. And it was all sorted out. And he said, oh, do I owe you any money? And they went, no. You've given us our week's money in a night.
Oh, nice. No, on a Monday.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we drunk them dry. It was... this is the thing. Everyone was hammered, but no one was a prick.
Yeah.
It was really... Although I didn't see it anyway. Everyone seemed pretty cool. And I didn't get pissed, because every time I had a drink, and then someone go, oh, this is Santa. And I go, how are you doing? And I put my drink down, and it would just go. No one knew whose drinks were what.
Got them good vibes circulating now. That's what it is, isn't it? Sometimes we're in them drinking situations. I was saying it because like that thing I was doing this week, we're approaching people with a microphone and a camera and all that. I think
yeah.
So right in the daytime, if you went somewhere where everyone was pissed, that could be that'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Like, I know, you'd have to be
nights out. No matter what the night hours, there's always that sort of undercurrent tension, isn't there? Something's about to kick. You always feel like something's about to kick off. You know what I mean? Depends where you are, but there's always there's an atmosphere. I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, alcohol and anything else you're doing, because that's the thing as well. Like, you know, cocaine is rife in this country at the minute. I don't know how they keep stopping it at the border, but everyone's on something else. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, that's what they need to do. They let the drugs through, because then everyone will be more, they'll go, oh, fuck it, I'm going out. And then, so that'll boost the economy.
There you go. That's it. More working class people in politics. That's what
exactly. Come on,
full
man.
Circle.
See, we could sort it out in 20 minutes.
Jack and Richard Trudge. Right, get that gear in. Get it in.
A little bit of air flick, mate, and off you go. I think that there is that. People are, you know, at night, there's a lot of emotions. People are, you know, there's a sweet spot when you're having a drink, and that's you're a couple of pints in, and everything's flowing, and there's that, oh, this is amazing. But everyone always goes too far. Shots get involved. That's when it turns. Someone makes a phone call. Shit gear turns up. Then that causes some tension, because then everyone's chasing the bag, and then you're like, and then it turns. And so the later the night gets, the more kind of you can feel the tension growing, and you're like, there's a certain point at night, you're like, there's no way after 11 o'clock at night that I would wander up to anyone with a microphone and go, nah. So anyway, what's your opinion on crisps?
Exactly. I think that's it. It sort of ruins a night. I remember, like, when you're out and about, and like someone says about calling on a bit of gear or whatever. And there's always that thing where there'll be a great atmosphere and it all goes on, and then everyone's just sort of like on their phones.
How long is it going to be?
Everything just gets fucked. Just like, we've lost that rhythm now. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's distracted. I hate that. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. You also, if you move venues, so you're having. You'll be wherever you are, and everyone's getting on, everyone's moving around the table or the benches or wherever you're sat, and it's a great vibe. Everyone, oh, do you want a drink? I'll go and get it. And then you should go, yeah, that'll do. That was a nice night.
Yeah.
But trouble is, some people go, no, we're going over to this other bar. I've heard it. And then you'll get there and they go, no, we're closing in half an hour. And then you'll go, let's go to another one. And then you end up in some shitty bar and you go, nah, this isn't. You lose momentum.
Lost the table and the bar.
You're done now. And then the phone call's been made. People are chasing the shitty gear. And yeah, we just need to know when to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You
know, and
you always regret the phone call you've made. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, let the drugs through so we can all get. Yeah. Every day you wake up and you've spent too much money. You've gone, you know, there's that classic thing, I only nipped out for one, and all of a sudden it's 4 a.m. and you're still, you know, chasing the bag, and you're like,
terrible place.
Oh, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah, I haven't done that for a while, and I don't miss it. You know what I mean?
No,
just don't miss it at all. But I was gonna, because we ain't got long left on this thing, but I was gonna bring something up. Got a, because you've got your podcast about mental health, which I came on, really enjoyed that.
You did, smashed it, mate.
Have you seen, so movie recommendation, documentary movie, the Jonah Hill one on Netflix?
No, not yet. Is it good?
That's fucking well good, mate. Really good. So for your podcast and that, it touches on some of that stuff that we spoke about like, you know, the shadow and all that sort of stuff and the dark side of yourself. Yeah. But I really recommend, like, basically it's Jonah Hill interviewing his therapist.
And like,
and his therapist gives him these little tools for life and stuff like that. And there's some stuff where you think, fuck, man, that's because the therapist says, I don't like, you know, just sitting there listening to people and then just letting them leave. Because that's a lot of therapy, isn't it? People, they just do a lot of talking. And he says, every time I need to give them tools to help.
Yeah.
Tools to help them. And there's this one thing, because he has all these, and what he does as well, he does little drawings. Instead of just explaining it, he does little drawings to try and explain what he means. But there's a bit that I found really interesting, because I think we sort of touched on it. And he said there's a thing in your brain called part X, and it's that thing in your head that you'll never get rid of that holds you back. And he said that the trick to life is just learning the tools to deal with that thing. Do you know what I mean? That learns of that. For example, I'll give you mine. My one is, like, I've always got this thing in my head where it's like like my brain will go, like, if say it's going well, saying my brain will go, this is just temporary, this is all going to come crashing down. So it's always like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, and it's just always been there. Do you know what I mean? You're just the way it works. But then this thing teaches you to go, like, how to deal with that. It's not, it's just an illusion. Yeah. It's just a thing in your head that's just come out of somewhere. But that's the funny thing is, it's that thing of, you'll never get rid of it.
No,
just learning how to deal with it.
It's funny that it's there is a I never, if I expect something to happen or something to be good, I don't think like that, because if you think that it's going to be good, it's going to be shit.
Yeah.
And then I have this, and then probably it's probably it'll be shit now because I've thought that way. I'm like, oh, yeah. I knew that was going to be that. Either my expectations were too high or whatever. And yeah, you do get in your own head, and instead of just trying to just enjoy the moment. That's something I'm trying to do at the minute. We've had, Kate and I have had these massive talks about being in the moment. Like there's that saying, like, you know, regret is worrying about the past. Anxiety is worrying about the future. And you can't, there's no point worrying about either of those things. You can't worry about the past. Whatever you did or said, you've said it and you've done it. Yeah, and there's no taking that back. So yeah, someone now doesn't like you because you were a bit of a dick back then. But all you can do is not do that going forward.
Yeah.
Go, right, that's, I don't like that side of myself. I'm going to change that. And then that's it. So trying to be in the moment, enjoying where you're at the minute, you know, like, you know, you're like, for instance, you know, you're smashing it. Opportunities are coming and you're doing all these things and enjoy that. You know, don't be worried about, oh yeah, but this won't last forever. You go, yeah, it'll change.
Yeah.
And you'll go on to something else, but it's not going to be, you're not going to go back to where you were. You'll never go back to where you were.
Yeah. And also, what you say about looking forward, sometimes you think, oh, when I get there, and when you get there, you won't be happy because it'll be the next thing you've got to reach for.
Yeah.
So you might as well just do, well, the thing you're doing, actually enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
This is it. People think there's a destination. They always go like, oh, when I get to that, my life will be perfect. But it's not. There's always, like you said, there's going to be another thing. So what I've learned is there isn't a destination. There's just a series of things and places to be, things you'll do, and then one day you won't be here anymore, and that's it.
That's it. I heard someone say, I'm paraphrasing, it was something like, is it Alan Watts or someone like that? He said something, it was, you know, you shouldn't think of, because people call life a journey. He said, you shouldn't think of it as a journey because a journey has a destination. Instead, it should be like a piece of music. You don't listen to a piece of music that's waiting for the end. You just enjoy it. you just enjoy the song, don't you? You just feel it's a nice song.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. So that's it then. So I recommend, mate, Stutz,
nice.
That film, and I'll watch, Abraham Lincoln.
I tell you what, I watched, I went and saw Empire of Light the other day.
Oh, is that Sam Mendes?
My God.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. What's her name? Coleman.
Olivia Coleman.
I don't remember her name. Olivia Coleman, mate. What? All of them, everyone in it is brilliant. Yeah, Toby Jones, brilliant. The other guy, I think, is it Michael Ward? The guy
from Top Boy.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
mate. Honestly. Oh, because Kate was going like, oh, we're going to go see Avatar. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to see Avatar. No. And she's like, no, I really want to see it. And like, all the way there. And then she went, actually, we're going to see Empire of Light. I'm like, you... So all the way there, I'm like, yeah, it's great. You've got to watch it. It's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
But do you want to wrap it up in a bit? So Insane in the Membrane, M-E-N for November, Brain podcast.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. We're entering our fourth year. We've been doing it 4 years in February. So we're going to get, I don't know what we're going to do yet. We might do a live one and we'll do something else, but we're revamping it and we're, you know, it's still going strong.
I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy being on it. So yeah.
You were great, mate. You were absolutely great. It's funny when I was on your one, I'm still getting comments about what I said.
Oh yeah. That's going to keep happening, mate.
Small minded, man. You go, fucking hell, chill out.
It is what it is.
Well,
right, Rich, thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, mate.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.